Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
Well, I think Mr. Putin is very clever in terms of playing to Mr. Trump's interest in being flattered. And also, I think Mr. Trump is, for whatever reason, either intimidated by Mr. Putin, afraid of what he could do or what might come out as a result of these investigations. So it's very worrisome. And I think it sends a worrisome, very disturbing signal to our allies and partners who are concerned about Russian interference in their democratic processes as well. So it's either naivete, ignorance, or fear in terms of what Mr. Trump is doing vis-a-vis the Russians.
Oh, my God. Fear? Seriously, fear? What do you mean fear? What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean fear? Oh, my God. What do you mean?
I can't ignore the fact that all of this comes at a time when there's a lot of speculation about whether or not the Russians have damaging information about President Trump. This comes, of course, within the context of the fact that President Trump has been willing to criticize everyone from the cast of Hamilton to Meryl Streep, but has yet to say one disparaging word about Vladimir Putin. Do you think this idea that maybe the Russians have something about on him, have compromising material, is relevant here?
Well, I don't know if Mr. Trump is considering that. I just know that he has been very determined to try to delegitimize any effort to come up with the truth in terms of this investigation. His attacks on the intelligence community, on the assessment, the attacks on the media. This is an effort to, again, try to undermine those quarters that could pose a serious threat to him. Also, I think it shows the insecurity that he still feels about the election and how Russian interference may have contributed, in fact, to that election. So I think there's a combination of factors that are motivating the president at this time.
Do you know of any compromising material that the Russians might have on him?
I have shared everything I know with the intelligence committees.
Okay, that's not a yes or a no. That is crazy. But in summary, the intelligence community, the director of national intelligence, Brenner, and the CIA director, former Clapper, conclude that Trump is being played by Vladimir Putin.
But I think what by not confronting the issue directly and not acknowledging to Putin that we know that you're responsible for this, I think he's giving Putin a pass. And I think it demonstrates to Mr. Putin that Donald Trump can be played by foreign leaders who are going to appeal to his ego and to try to play upon his insecurities, which is very, very worrisome from a national security standpoint.
Do you agree that Donald Trump can be played by foreign leaders like Putin? And if so, does that make you concerned about the security of the United States?
I do. I think, you know, he seems very susceptible to rolling out the red carpet and honor guards and all this, all the trappings and pomp and circumstance that come with the office. And I think that that appeals to him, and it I think it plays to his insecurities. And yes, I do think both the Chinese and the Russians think they can play him.
The Chinese and the Russians think they can play him. And that's interesting because James McGregor, who, you know, does a lot of business in China, said the same damn thing on a different subject.
When you hear Donald Trump make these comments, how does it make you feel?
Well, I think, you know, he admires China for being able to get over on the U.S. for so long because that's how he ran his business interests. He was always, you know, it was a win. Beat somebody was never mutual, you know, mutual sharing. I think he's seen China take advantage of the U.S. and he, but he blames his predecessors also because he's Trump and nothing that came before him could be good.
Yeah.
But what this means for the business community is not a lot. It's very worrisome because it looks like they've played him like a fiddle.
Well, you're saying Trump is being played by China.
Of course, I feel like I'm back in the 80s or 90s. You bring in somebody, you have the Monkey King Peking Opera, you got the children waving flags, you've got fancy food in a fancy building, and you overwhelm them with the majesty of historical China and treat them like a king. And I haven't seen this. And then you pile up a bunch of deals. I mean, that was okay in the old days. You piled up deals because we were building a relationship and we were trying to show we could do business. After Tiananmen, we were showing that things are back on track and we're back in business. Now we are facing a China that is one of the biggest economies in the world, the fastest fastest growing economies in the world and has industrial policies that are very threatening to U.S. interests.
Now, let's look at what Trump could say he has done for U.S. business interests in China. For example, that U.S. beef ban in China that was lifted in May. Isn't that a victory for U.S. business interests here?
Check this out.
Beef is baloney, actually. I mean, the beef deal, all right, 14 years they let beef in. Australia already has the market. Australia has a free trade agreement, so it comes in at about zero tariff. Ours comes in at a high tariff. Those cows basically have to have a PhD from Harvard to get here because there's so many restrictions on what they eat, what medicines they've had. It's very hard. So it's not going to build a big market. Maybe over 10 years it will.
Oh, my God. So everyone is playing this guy. Everybody, the whole world is playing Donald Trump. China is playing Donald Trump on these stupid little, you know, hat tips. All right, let your beef in. But, you know, we're going to tax it, 25%. The Australians, they get to dump their beef, no tariff. But you know what? The world is moving on without you. So you want to say that you did something? Fine, go home and say that you did something. For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.